This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Warzazi. We're coming to you to Tafsir Bits Bites. This is session or episode number 18. And we are today with Surat Hud, inshallah. Surat Hud. Right, so yesterday we were with Surat Yunus, and today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to move to Surat Hud. I'll just give a minute for more people to join, inshallah, and also to give you a chance to pull your books, notebooks, and pens, and get them ready, inshallah. We're going to be sharing with you a lot of good information about these tafsirs, inshallah ta'ala. So pull up your notebooks. How's everyone doing? Ahlan marhaba, Sister Nadia. Ahlan Layla. Ahlan Munazza, Karima. Ahlan Kiko, Yashmin. Inshallah. So I've got Facebook and I've got Instagram as well. So, Bismillah. Okay. I said something very important yesterday. I said these tafsir series. They're very different than the Homemade Happiness, for instance, or the End of Time series. This is a different series. This is really for committed students, very special students. Not anybody would like to sit and listen to the tafsir, because it can be really deep, right? It can be it requires a lot of concentration and thinking and. Right, so it is mostly for very specific type of students, very committed students, the students who like ilm, they like to listen for ilm and they like to take notes. This is what this series, especially this series of tafsir, is for, you know. So, but I, from my end, try to make it as simple and sweet as possible, to try to link it with our current situation. We try to, so that when you read Surat Hud, so that when you pray, you know, and you listen to Surat Hud, for instance, from the Imam, you understand, you know, the Surah that we have, you know, gone through. You understand why it was revealed. You understand the meaning of it. You understand some of the stories or some of the content of it, right? It will help you concentrate more in your Salah. So this is the main purpose of this tafsir, right? So this is why I keep saying these sessions, you know, the tafsir bites or bits, although I keep them very short, not very long, because tafsir can be quite deep. You know, if you want to go really into the depth of things, you can go word by word. Right, word by word, or you can go, you know, one ayah at a time and then go deep into it. But I'm going, like, you know, just a little bit of the surface, but at the same time give you some really interesting information about each surah, inshallah ta'ala. So zakum Allah khair, barakallahu fikum. Let us start, inshallah. So Surat Hud today. Surat Hud, it's number 11. In the Mus'haf, in the Qur'an, it is number 11, and it has 123 ayah, 123 verses. And it is located between Juz 11 and 12, and it is a Mekki surah. It's a Mekki surah, except one ayah, ayah number 114. Ayah number 114 is a Madani ayah, but the whole surah is Mekki surah, and I will tell you the interesting part about this Madani surah. You know, the Madani ayah 114. Just remember 114. It is the only ayah that's actually Madani, from Medina, but the rest are Mekki surah. It's called Surat Hud because Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about Hud in this. In this surah, although Allah talks about many other things, we'll mention them, inshallah. But it is, you know, it's after Hud, the prophet Hud, who was sent to his people. And it is from the Mi'in. What is the Mi'in? You know, remember what I mentioned, four types of surahs in the Quran. There are some that are called the seven long ones, and then after the seven long ones are those that are way beyond, 100 verses. They called the seven long surahs, like Al-Baqarah and Imran and Al-Nisa and Al-Ma'idah and Al-An'am, right? And Surah Al-Tawbah. Those are the seven long ones. And then after that comes the Mi'in, which comes from Mi'a, which is 100, right? So this is considered to be from the Surah Hud, just like Surah Yunus, considered to be from the Mi'in, meaning the Mi'in surahs, those that are a little bit, 100, little below or a little bit above, 100. But in terms of revelation, it is number 51. How many surahs? 114. But this surah is revealed as number 51. Right after the Yunus. That's why here, subhanAllah, it just happens that it is right after the Yunus, Surah Yunus. And then right before the Yusuf, 51, number 51, right before, after the Yunus, after the Yunus, and before Surah Yusuf. And here is something interesting about this surah. With regard to the ayah that was revealed in Medina. So listen up, this is really interesting. We can relate to it. This is amazing. Regarding to that ayah that was revealed in Medina, ayah number 114. Ibn Mas'ud, he said, that a man came to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I had a contact with a woman. I had a contact with a woman. أَصَبْتُ مِنْهَا مَا دُونَ أَنْ أَمَسَّهَا. He says, I had a contact with a woman and I did everything with her except the sexual intercourse. So he came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm here. Punish me. Punish me. فَقْدِ مَا فِيَّ مَا شِئْتُ. Umar radiallahu anhu, he was there. And he says, سَتَرَكَ اللَّهُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla did not expose you. Why are you coming to expose yourself? Right? Umar told him, Allah Azza wa Jalla did not expose you. Why are you exposing yourself? So the Prophet Azza wa Jalla did not answer. When the man came to the Prophet, he says, Ya Rasulullah, I met a woman and I did everything with her. Except sexual intercourse. I had a contact with her. Except sexual intercourse. So the Prophet didn't answer. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verse number 114. So this happened in Medina. So this is the only ayah that was revealed in Medina. 114. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and establish the prayers throughout the day and night. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. The good deeds erase the bad deeds. Good deeds erase bad deeds. So this answer came straight from Allah Azza wa Jalla to that man who did something wrong with that woman. The Prophet told him, well, here's the answer. Go and pray and ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive you. Do a lot of prayers. Why? Because these prayers, al-hasanat, good deeds, erase bad deeds. Right? So this is, but the man, he says, I did everything except sexual intercourse. If he had done sexual intercourse, that would have been a different story. It would be lashed. If he was not married, but if he's married, he was to be stoned. But because he did not have that sexual intercourse, may Allah save us all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah in that response. Aqim as-salah. Establish your prayers. Throughout the day and night, the good deeds erase bad deeds. So this is the ayah that was revealed in Medina, but the rest were revealed in Mecca. The asbab al-nuzul, the reasons why the surah was revealed, it was mentioned to have three main reasons. Some had to do with the mushrikeen, with the non-believers, and the rest are just like, you know, one and then two more that deal with, you know, different things. And the surah, or the introduction of the surah, remember when we talked about the 10 types of introductions? The surah starts with Alif Lam Ra. Alif Lam Ra, half min huruf at-tahajji. So it is a huruf at-tahajji introduction, like Alif Lam Mim, like Hamim, like Alif Lam Mim Sad, like Alif Lam Ra, right? So these are called huruf at-tahajji. So the surah starts with Alif Lam Ra. كتاب أحكمت آياته ثم فصلت من لدن حكيم خبير. الله الله عز وجل talks about the book, about the Quran. So the موضوع of the surah, the موضوع of the surah, the topic, the of the surah has to deal with three main things. Number one, about al-ibadah, worship of Allah عز وجل. Number two, stories of previous prophets and messengers and their people. And the third section is about guiding and directing the believers. So three main sections. The surah is split in three main sections, and the mawdu' or the topic has to deal with al-ibadah. Ibadah means worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number two, stories of prophets and messengers before, you know, with their people. And number three, guiding and directing the believers. With regard to section number one, it starts from verse number one and to verse number 24. Verse number one and verse number 24. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he starts with Alif Lam Ra, tilka ayatul kitab al hakim. Kitab unuhkimat ayatu. It talks about the Quran, you know, about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ahkam, some of the rulings of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah ta'budu illa Allah, inni lakum minhu nadhirun wa bashir. Verse number two in Surah Hud. Right, in we said about ibadah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is talking about that you worship none but Allah, inni lakum, all people. As the Prophet Muhammad is saying to his people, "U'budu illallah, worship nobody other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni lakum minhu nadhirun wa bashir. I'm here to warn you and to give you the glad tidings." So this is about the ibadah. Wa an istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayhi yumatti'kum mata'an hasana. Here Allah azza wa jal in the same section talking about the virtues of istighfar, the virtues of seeking forgiveness. أن استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه. Seek forgiveness from your Lord and repent to Him. If you do that, what are you going to get in return? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا. He shall grant you a good enjoyment. He shall grant you a good enjoyment. A good life. A good life. This is the one of the virtues of al-istighfar, of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks as well about the forging, just like in Surah Yunus that we mentioned yesterday, that they claim that this Quran was forged. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, reveals, try to forge or try to come with a surah like the Quran. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ صُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ. They say it was forged. So if they claim it was forged, then try to make 10 surahs like the Quran. So the first challenge was try to bring a Quran like it. The second challenge is try to bring 10 surahs like it. The third challenge is try to bring one surah like it. One ayah like it. And they couldn't do it. Again, for those who have come in late, this is a very special series called Tafsir Bites. And it's aimed for the very special students who are into tafsir, who are into ilm, right? This is not really for everybody, but I'm trying to make it really enjoyable by everyone, inshallah ta'ala, right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the second section, which starts from verse 25 to verse 108. verse 25 to verse, this is a really interesting one because it talks about the stories of the other prophets. The story of Nuh with his people, the story of Hud with his people. This is why the story, is called Surat Hud. And the story of Saleh, and the story of Lut, and the story of Lut. And also the angels who passed by and met Ibrahim alayhi salam, because they were going to destroy the people of Lut, and then they passed by Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ibrahim and Lut, they were related. Ibrahim and Lut, they were related. So Ibrahim was inquiring, are you going to go and destroy, you know, Qawm Lut, and amongst them is Lut, the believers? So as if, you know, he's just, you know, inquiring. But before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, you know, Nuh. And what strikes me is the conversation that happened between Nuh and his son. This is where we can relate to, you and I, maybe. This is the part where we can relate to. You know, when Nuh was, he built that ship, right? And then he called the believers to come and join and board that ship. And then the animals and, you know, in pairs. And then once he called and the believers followed him, what they said, about 83 people believed in Nuh. He was calling for over 950 years. 950 years, only about 83 people believed in him. And amongst the people who believed in him, his family were not, you know, those who believed in him, except his daughters. His wife did not believe in him, and his son did not believe in him. So he called his son. After he, you know, boarded that ship, he called his son. He says, وَنَادَ نُوحٌ إِبْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلِهِ يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَبْ مَعَنَا وَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَنَادَ نُوحٌ إِبْنَهُ. And Nuh, he called his son and he says, oh my son, come and board the boat with us, the ship with us. The son went on top of this mountain. He's trying to run away from the flood. So I said, no, I'm in the top of this mountain, so the flood cannot reach me. I'm safe. So Nuh called his son. Nuh called his son. He says, oh my son, ya bunay, irkab ma'ana. Come and board the boat. Come and board the ship. Wala takun min al-kafirin. Don't be amongst the kafirin. And the son said, oh my dad, I am here in this top of this mountain, and I'm safe. But he was amongst those who got drowned. You know how it relates to us, this story. Sometimes you tell your children, here's the way. And your son or your daughter, they say, no, no, I know. I know what's the way. You don't need to tell me. I know what I'm doing. They say, I know what I'm doing. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing too. And I've gone through that way, and it does not lead to something good. So you tell your son sometimes, or your daughter, come, please, come. Please do this. Please pray. Please wear the hijab. Please stay away from this. Please stay away from these friends. They're not good. Please stay away from this group. They're not good. The son or the daughter, they say, don't worry, I know what I'm doing. Don't worry, you know, I know what I'm doing. Nuh's son, he's telling him, I know what I'm doing. I'm here, I'm on top, I'm safe. But eventually, unfortunately, he was amongst those who got drowned. Right? So this is why I said, you know, some we can relate to. So this was mentioned in the second portion of Surat Hud, the second section of Surat Hud, from 25 to 108. Also, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about, you know, Hud and about Saleh, you know, the Qawm of Saleh and the Qawm of Lut. And also when the angels, they met Ibrahim alayhi salam. And also Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about, you know, the people of Fir'aun, and what happened to the people of Fir'aun once they did not, of course, believe in the message brought by Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in this section, بَعْدَ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, talking about the believers and what happened to them, you know, and the non-believers. You know, this is the day of judgment and what will happen to the believers and the non-believers. Those who are blessed will be in paradise. Yeah, and you're from the successful ones. And those who are not blessed, they will be in hellfire. وَالْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. So also this is mentioned in the second portion of or section of Surah Hud. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, tells Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam with regard to, again, that day of judgment, when he says, and this is verse number 105, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي كُلُّ يَوْمَ يَأْتِي لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيٌّ وَسَعِيدٌ. The day when people will come and they stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nobody can talk except those whom given the you know, the order by Allah to talk, and then people will be split into groups. Those who are wretched, may Allah forbid, you know, and those who are successful. Those who are, you know, the winners and the losers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to the winners, they will be in paradise, and the losers, wal'iyadu billah, the wretched one, they will be in hellfire. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, towards the end of the surah, he sends a message to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stand fast, to stand firm, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. You know, meaning stand firm in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you've been ordered, and don't deviate, of course, because this mission requires a lot of patience and a lot of, you know, it requires that a person should stay very firm in the deen. So Allah azza wa jalla stated Prophet Muhammad, istaqim, from istiqama, istiqamat or istiqama, meaning to stand firm and stand fast in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah azza wa jalla tells him, wa aqimi salah. The way that will help with istiqama is this. To help with istiqama is وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Remember, this is the last surah I mentioned, or the last ayah, 114, right? The ayah that was revealed in Medina. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, and establish the prayers throughout the day and the night. Why? For good deeds erase bad, you know, bad deeds. Good deeds erase bad deeds. So this is, in a nutshell, the summary of Surah Hud. And tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we'll move to one of my favorite surahs in the Quran, Surah Yusuf. One of my very, very favorite surahs in the Quran, Surah Yusuf. The Prophet Muhammad and the ulama, in fact, they also say that, subhanallah, Surah Yusuf, whosoever is going through any sadness in their life and they read Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate their sadness. Allahu Akbar. Whosoever is going through any hardship, sadness in their life, if they were to read Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate their sadness. So that will be tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. We're done with Surah Hud. As I mentioned, Surah Hud, just to recapitulate quickly, inshallah ta'ala, it is Surah number 11 in the Quran. It has 123 ayah, and it is between Juz number 11 and 12. It is a Mekki Surah, right? A Mekki Surah, except verse number 114, which is a Madani Surah. And Surah Hud is after the name of Prophet Hud alayhi salam, and it is, in terms of its revelation, it's number 51, 114 surahs. Surah Hud is number 51 in terms of revelation, right after Yunus and before Yusuf. Tomorrow is Yusuf alayhi salam. Jazakum Allah khair, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless you all. This session will be recorded and posted. It's on Facebook as well as it is in on my Instagram, on the IGTV now. So when I try to save it, it says save it to IGTV, so it will be there, or it will be on my stories. You can always go back. Those of you who've come in late, you can go back and check it out. Other than that, I shall see you, inshallah ta'ala, later on tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern time, 11 p.m. UK time, for an amazing, amazing session again about the homemade happiness, carrying on the role of the father. You know, the roles of the father, inshallah ta'ala. So that would be episode number 5 from the Homemade Happiness series, inshallah ta'ala. So I hope we can see you later on today, tonight, inshallah, 6 o'clock Eastern time, 11 o'clock UK time. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. I will see you later, inshallah. Barakallahu fikum. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. All the sessions are